WTAW News time is 8:04. It's 71 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe, your one-stop steel supply store on Highway 21 East in Bryan. Go to pioneerboys.com. Good morning. I'm Patrick Zeinert. A quick traffic advisory, just an advisory. Listener reports traffic lights are out at University Drive and Highway 6 at the southbound feeder. College Station Utilities outage map does not show any power interruptions in that area. Just be advised to use caution at that and treat all inoperable traffic lights as four-way stops. One member of the College Station City Council has written a blog on the city's website supporting the new Blinn College campus across the freeway from Central Park. Part of the context from Carl Mooney is that he lives in Emerald Forest and used to live in Raintree. Those are two of the four subdivisions where opponents are circulating an online petition.
I can see the Lintech building from my backyard. You know, I wanted to make sure that folks knew that I understand what some of the challenges are going to be.
Mooney says the changes would not necessarily be as disruptive as some residents seem to believe. The College Station City Council will be asked later this week to sell about half the treated wastewater it produces to an energy company. Dave Coleman at College Station Utilities gives a shout-out to Apache Corporation for its desire to not use potable water in its drilling and fracking activities.
This is the same water that we put right into Carter's Creek that definitely improves the water quality in the creek. This is the exact same water that we put on the playing fields at Veterans Park.
The proposal calls for Apache to pump more than 3 million gallons a day from the Carter's Creek treatment plant to storage ponds, then pipe to Apache sites east of the plant. Subject to approval by the council and the state, Coleman says Apache will be buying approximately $5 million worth of treated water over the next 18 to 24 months. Some savings are headed to those covered by Texas A&M health insurance. That was one of the reports from Monday's Faculty Senate meeting. Former Speaker Walter Daugherty, who's on the committee addressing employee health insurance, issued a reminder to have wellness exams done and coded properly by the end of this month to avoid a premium surcharge of $30 a month.
I have been assured by both the university and the system that if you did have your exam before June 30th, and through no fault of yours, it is not reported to Blue Access by then, they will make every effort to see that you are not subject to the surcharge in September. The actual drop-dead date for assessing the surcharge is mid-September, when the September payroll is run for your October 1st paycheck.
Daugherty also announced for the upcoming school year, the A&M system will pay 80% coinsurance after deductibles are met, up from 70%. And a more than 7% increase in the state's contribution will cover the 6% increase projected on medical costs. 4 years after being given the death penalty, a College Station man has returned to the Brazos County Courthouse.
30-year-old John Thiessen is represented by state lawyers from Austin who are in Bryan this week, arguing over 22 issues related to his capital murder trial. Thiessen was convicted of killing his girlfriend, Rachel Joyner, and her brother Travis in March 2009. Arguments could take place all week before trial judge Travis Bryan. The original defense motion filed a year and a half ago claims, among other things, Thiessen was given inadequate representation during the trial and first round of appeals. In another case, the Brazos County District Attorney's Office has announced that Bryan Mann's made a plea agreement to injuring two women. 36-year-old Frank Hernandez III was sentenced to 6 years in prison for repeatedly striking one woman last December outside a Bryan nightclub. Hernandez admitted to that assault along with attacking a woman May 1st that left the victim with broken bones around her eyes, a fractured nose, a concussion, and severe bruising. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
WTAW News time is 8:08. It's 70 degrees. A quick reminder that a listener has reported the lights are out at University Drive and Highway 6 at the southbound feeder. Please use caution over there. This look at news brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. We'll have more news at 8:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
As a proud supporter of Texas A&M Athletics and a family-owned and operated business since 1943, Pioneer Steel prides itself in providing the highest quality products for your steel, pipe, roofing, and metal building needs. Whether you need pipe for fencing at your ranch, a structural metal building package, or a metal roof for your home, trust the experts at Pioneer Steel. Pioneer Steel, Highway 21 East, call 979-589-2333 or visit pioneerboys.com today. Just point, click, permit.
Aggie students, faculty, and staff, now is the time to register for your 2014-2015 parking permit. Go online to transport.tamu.edu before July 8th and register.
It's fast. It's easy. Just point, click,
permit.
Anytime, day or night. Log on to transport.tamu.edu. Don't wait. Register for your 2014-2015 parking permit right now.
Texas A&M Transportation Services. Moving forward for you.
809 News Talk 1620 WTAW. Talk to Tracy Payne from the Bush Library and Museum in just a little while, but right now. Well, you know, we just broke out in guests because it's Tuesday, of course, and that means it's time to talk Humane Society and also Royce is here. How are you this morning?
I'm great. Thank you. Good to be with you.
You know, Lee, I have heartbreaking news. I don't know what's happened, but Jethro Trivia doesn't exist anymore.
You said that last week.
I know. I didn't know if I told you that. It does. Every once in a while I'm able to find some questions that you can talk
about,
Kevin.
That you could stretch it and apply.
I could kind of put in there, but I'm not there today, so I can't.
We're gonna have to start finding stuff.
Don't let this happen again.
I might just have to tell you, you need to bring in the damn question.
Different person each day assigned a question.
Yeah, that's a real good way to handle that. Just throw that one right back at you. Yeah, just right back at you. We do have the story today of a Swiss zoo and marine park that has filled its aquariums with elephants, Zurichs. By the way, today's the anniversary of the first zoo in the world opening in Paris in 1793, as a matter of fact.
Really?
Yeah. Well, that'd be interesting to see. I wonder what they were probably a little bit different back then.
Yeah.
Just kind of a cage with animals in there standing on the concrete.
Probably.
Right? Yeah. Anyhow, now they've got a brand new elephant park that comes complete with 6 elephant tanks. The tanks have glass walls that have been obviously reinforced to take the weight of said pachyderms, the $84 million facility, designed to give elephants conditions that are more resembling their natural environment. Yeah, I guess so. Martin Neville, who's the chairman of the zoo, says Paris has the Eiffel Tower, Rome has the Colosseum, Zurich has its elephant park. I think it gets cold in Zurich, though, doesn't it? Probably unseasonably cold for elephants?
Depends on what species of elephant.
Oh, okay. Oh, are they like cold weather elephants?
I don't know.
Mammoths. I mean, they were.
They were definitely cold weather.
That could be doing that. All right. Well, what's going on at the Humane Society then?
We were talking elephants yesterday because we were actually talking about gestation length.
Oh, that takes a while, doesn't it?
Yeah, 22 months on elephants.
Oh my! Wow.
Because we were pondering it on guinea pigs because we have some guinea pigs we're concerned about.
It's not the same.
It's a whole lot shorter time.
You got time to play in the nursery with the gestation period for an elephant that's 22
months.
Yeah,
with the guinea pigs, not so much. We think they're just, they eat too much.
We had the story, was that yesterday? In England, they apparently had hamsters that they segregated by gender, and one of the males got into the female's compound, if you will, and they ended up with 400 pregnant guinea pigs.
Yeah,
he was tired. Yeah, and he'd lost some weight.
Right. Years ago, they took in a whole lot of rats at the shelter through a cruelty case, and we separated them, same thing, males and females. The one not pregnant female got out of the female cage and put herself in the male cage.
There you go.
You never know what's going to happen. And yeah, guinea pigs, rats, we've got both of them right now.
Right.
So, if you're interested in something non-dog and cat related, those critters are available for you to adopt along with the rabbit. So,
you still have that rabbit?
We still have the rabbit.
Oh,
yes.
What color is it?
It's white with brown ears. It's a California rabbit.
Oh, okay. So. Wow, man, like California rabbit.
And so we're just getting our speakers lined up about for camp. You know, we were talking about that earlier. Mm-hmm. We've added alpacas. We have alpacas, goats, donkeys, parrots, current vet students, current veterinarians, all sorts of stuff. All these folks are professionals in their field. So your kids are going to get to learn a lot. At the end, they do wind down the whole 3-day camp with a dog wash of some of the dogs at the shelter, spruce them up a little bit. Maybe if they smell better, they get adopted. I don't know.
Yeah, and it tires the kids out.
Yeah. And then, you know, it's always fun. Usually it's, you know, middle of the day, so it's hot outside.
Yeah.
So it's fun for them to do that. So more information on camp on our website, aggielandhumane.org. Other than that, you know, with the soft ground out there today, I mean, we haven't dealt with this quite as much as with so much rain this year, you know, and the flooding. It's a little different. So the ground's softer. Dogs are digging out. Get your animal microchipped. Check your I could probably sound like a broken record. Have your microchip checked to make sure it hasn't migrated someplace else, that it's still functioning.
Okay.
along with that, the information on it tracks to you. So many times we get dogs in that are tracking to someone else, and they say, oh, I gave that dog away. And sometimes they do have that person's information, and we call them, and they say, oh, well, I gave that dog away. Well, a lot of good that does the dog then.
Yeah, really.
So you can go through and get that information all updated with us, and we'll tell you what routes you need to take to make sure and ensure that all your information is current in every avenue possible. So, other than that, just pretty much business as usual. Yeah, just lots of intake with the weather. So sure. Puppy and kitten season in beyond full swing.
you were behind, though, you know, in the beginning.
We were behind.
Right?
Yeah, May 1st, we went into May 1st with like three cats. We had been calling every agency, transferring in cats and so forth. And then Adopt-A-Thon came. And as of that day, kitten season had beyond started. So we have a half price adoptions. Well, yes, I guess it kind of is. It's kitten doubles, where it's two kittens for the price of one. So each half price. Or $12 cats, and cats are anything over 6 months of age. That's for the month of June, since June is Adopt-A-Cat month.
There you go. Sounds good. If they want some more information,
AggielandHumane.org, or you can visit us at 5359 Leonard Road. We're open 11 to 6 weekdays and 11 to 3 on Saturday.
All right. There you go. That's Leah here on the Animal Shelter, on what's going on with the Humane Society, not the Animal Shelter. How are you today?
Right. I know.
I know. Yeah.
Old habits are hard to break sometimes.
It is, as a matter of fact. Glad to see you here on this Tuesday.
Well, thank you. It's always good to be with you. I enjoy coming up here and visiting with you and Leah, and off the air stuff's fun too, you know.
So tell me what's happening.
Well,
we've
got the
Chamber
Community Softball Classic coming up this Friday. That's a big deal for us. You know, this is the local police departments have teamed up play the local fire department. Mm-hmm. So it's cold steel versus hot stuff. Mm-hmm. Appreciate St. Joseph Health Systems that our title sponsor, and then Atkinson Toyota and McDonald's are our team sponsors.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and that's 6 to 9 o'clock this Friday night. It's out at Olson Field at Bluebell Park. Tickets are just $10, which includes a meal. Or if you just want to come to the game and not eat, it's $5, so it's a real bargain. And those guys, you were out there last year, Scott, and I hope you're coming out again this year.
Mm-hmm.
And do the play-by-play kind of stuff out there, or announcing, I guess. Mm-hmm. But that pretty competitive out there.
Oh, yeah, it was.
Year. Boy,
it was.
I saw something I thought I'd never see, and that's a softball hit out of Olson Field at Bluebell Park, which is pretty dadgum impressive.
Still looking for the video, because we can get that on ESPN if we get everything.
I guarantee you.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's coming up again this Friday night, so come out and support. By the way, part of the proceeds of this event goes to the 100 Club. If folks out there don't know, they've put a lot of money into the community when we've had our fallen constable and the fallen firefighters. So this is a way to give back to them. That's what our fire and police wanted to do with the portions of the proceeds. Then we have a business after hours coming up a week from tomorrow, Thursday, June the 19th, and it's right across the street here and down a little bit from you, Baylor Scott and White.
Oh, yeah.
The hospital, for those that haven't had a chance to go out there and see the new facility, it's fantastic. You'll be able to come out from 5:30 to 7. It is a no-charge event, and if you're not a chamber member but interested in learning more about it, just come on out and join us that night. We have also Ladies' Night in the Horizon, Leah. This is Dinner at Tiffany's.
Wow.
And it's Friday, July the 18th. It'll be at the Hilton College Station, be from 6:30 to 11. If we can get all you ladies herded out of there by 11. Sponsored by Capital Farm Credit and Chrome, a salon experience. Cost for this is just $50 for individual tickets, and tables are available. If you give us a call, we'll help you with that. We have a deluxe ribbon cutting coming up also next week. That's on Wednesday, June the 18th. It's Cabrazos County Bank on Boonville Road, Suite 200 in Bryan. That's our normal 4:30 to 5:30 for a deluxe ribbon cutting. And, again, the public's invited to that event as well. One thing we have coming up in July is our Community Impact Award luncheon. And this is on Tuesday, July the 8th. And this event is going to be held over at the Phillips Event Center that used to be Briarcrest Country Club.
Mm-hmm.
And what I need now is still looking for nominations for our Community Impact Award. This is for historically underutilized business, and there are five categories for that: Asian-owned, African-American, American Indian, Hispanic, and women-owned businesses. And so if you frequent a business that you really believe is involved in the community and does a lot of good for the community, and it's owned by one of those five categories, just call us, give us the name, a contact if you can. But we'll follow up and see if they want to accept the nomination. If they do, we get the data from them. You don't have to provide anything but the name. So please help us with that as well. I'm very excited about tomorrow. It's our Newman 10 Business Performance Awards. It's a Bryan Rotary Club does. Our chamber is so proud to be a part of Bryan Rotary and be involved in that. That's going to be at the Hilton. I'm not sure if there's still any tickets available for that, but if you'll call us, we'll find out for you at 260-5200. But it is at the Hilton. I'm together at 11:30, and the program will start at 12. Bryan Rotary Business Newman 10 Business Performance Awards. You know what I appreciate about that, real quickly, Scott, is small business is really the heart of our local economy. Sure. I know education and A&M's the big engine over there. But more jobs and more sales come from small business, and we're very dependent upon that. One of the few opportunities we have to recognize those folks and reward those that have performed. So come out and join us for that as well. I think probably the next thing I need to talk to you about is our Platinum Member Spotlight. That's Scott and White Health Plan. Probably appropriate with their having a business after hours
sure.
coming up. That they're two different organizations under the same big umbrella,
yeah,
though.
Absolutely.
So we appreciate them, as we do appreciate Bryan Broadcasting and specifically you for the time you give us, Scott.
Glad to do it. Thank you, man. Appreciate it.
Yep.
Visit with the folks from the Chamber on Tuesdays as well. Our community segment brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Agency, serving your insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity.
Haven't heard from your insurance agent in a while? Don't know who to contact to get answers to your questions about coverage? At Van Dyke Rankin, they realize there are a lot of unanswered questions you might have with your current coverage, particularly health care coverage. Look them up. They'll calm your fears and make sure you know what you have and with whom. Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Company. Honesty, integrity, doing it right. Serving the greater Brazos Valley area and beyond since 1936. That's VANDYKERANKIN.com.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. Tracy Payne's here this morning from the Bush Library Museum. How are you today?
I am doing well. How are you?
Good. It's birthday time, huh?
It is birthday time.
Yeah.
President Bush is turning 90. Believe it or not.
Wow, that'd be great.
Because time flies.
It does.
His birthday is June 12th, so that's the day we're celebrating. We'll have cake, Bluebell ice cream, Pepsi products, popcorn, some other fun things, all from 11 to 3 in the Rotunda, and it's all free.
Okay. And, of course, Barbara just had hers. But
she just turned 89 on June 8th,
And so, anyway, we'll remember there were times when he jumped out of parachute, you know, out of planes and parachutes and stuff like that. We're not doing that now, but anyways.
Probably not anymore, no.
Still get the goodies, though, to
Absolutely.
Eat, which is kind of fun. But anyway,
we
that kind of
have fun.
Kicks off the month. You have some other stuff going on, though, don't
we
you?
We do. Juneteenth is next week, believe it or not. And we are going to do a freedom walk like we normally do from Lincoln Center to the library, get all the kids involved in that. And then there'll be a storytelling, Buffalo Soldiers, at 10:30.
Okay.
And that's all free. And then June 20th.
Next day.
We are going to have the second installment of our summer film series. It's outside, so make sure you bring your lawn chairs and your blankets. But we'll have free food, free movie, games for the kids.
It's a big inflatable screen. Is that right? That's the story I hear?
It's not inflatable, but it is big.
Okay.
Yes. And we're going to show Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
His favorite movie?
I don't know that it's his favorite, but he did watch it while he was in the White House.
Okay,
so.
All right. Well, that's kind of fun. That's free snacks. What time does that start?
We're going to start the games and the fun and the food at 7, and then the movie can't start until after dark, so around 8:30, 8:45 or so.
They want some more information. It's all on the website.
It is, bushlibrary.tamu.edu.
Okay. Thanks for the time this morning.
No problem. Thank you.
Yep. News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Hello, everybody. This is Chaz Allen with Little Known Facts. You know, there's been some great stories passed down through the years, but some of the best have never been told. Now, I'll be back in just a minute with one that just might surprise you.
I didn't have any energy for evening.
People all over the country are noticing how Active 8 makes them feel.
The kids wanted to do things, my husband wanted to go, and I didn't.
Sharon was tired all the time. She decided to try Active 8.
I noticed one of my friends was losing weight and had quite a bit more energy than she usually did. I just had to ask what she was doing that made such a difference. But she told me it was Active 8. That was enough for me to give it a try.
Active 8 was developed by a physician for his patients who complained of being tired all the time. It's completely safe, effective, and fully guaranteed.
The difference is amazing.
Activate your life with Active 8. Just go to our website for full information.
To learn more or to order, go to www.activateproducts.com or call 1-800-465-4411.
Oh, we Americans do like to have an end on things. At least most of the time. There is even a very popular phrase going around today that kind of captures that emotion. We call it having closure. I guess it's just part of human nature. After all, not that many of us like to leave things undone. And at least in one instance we know of, it worked to spawn an industry. It was an age of change. Change like this country had not seen before. Of many things. We had just finished a world war. Men were returning to the country and reestablishing themselves back in jobs and careers. Movies and entertainment venues were taking off at record paces, and our economy was booming. The big band sounds of the 30s and 40s were giving way to a new phenomenon called rock and roll. New technology was there, too, popping up in the form of a 45 record. Up until then, 78s were the big things, but 45s gave way to one more thing, the jukebox. Those smaller, easier-to-handle records, which actually turned slower, had the ability to be full stereo, and we were making popular music available almost everywhere. But something unusual happened, which changed the way most music was done. You see, record companies noticed that some records were being played over and over, while other, seemingly just as popular songs were not being played in the jukeboxes. Sales of both were pretty much equal, but some records were generating much more jukebox revenues than others. Why? What was the difference? Well, the record companies wanted to know. So they actually funded some research to find out, and they did. And music has never been the same since. It's a little-known fact that the results of that survey discovered that music which faded out rather than having a proper ending, as they called it, left the listener with the subconscious feeling that you hadn't completely heard it. So people played it again and again. Music that ended with a bang or a big final note, well, you just felt like you heard it all. And now you know why the vast majority of music on records fades out. But the exact same song doesn't fade when performers do it live in concerts. It was all commercially driven to give you the feeling that you need to play it again, Sam, so to speak.
Stocks may start out lower. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. The stock market futures are a little lower ahead of the Tuesday session. Investors may move to lock in some profits after the recent string of winning sessions on Wall Street. Enterprise Healthcare released a poll of corporate chief financial officers. Many business leaders say their companies would increase wages and technology investments if they could lower healthcare costs. 80% of the executives surveyed say healthcare drains company resources that could be better used elsewhere. Business declined for the nation's biggest retailers last week. The Council of Shopping Centers says chain store sales were down nearly 3% from the prior week. The council's chief economist says most stores reported sales were up from year-ago levels. And Best Buy is hiking its quarterly dividend by 12%. CEO Hubert Joly says the company's returning more money to shareholders because Best Buy's cash position is improving. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
Find yourself worrying about those thinning areas or those dark or gray roots that appear within days of salon visits? Then you need Miracle Hair, the hair solution that covers those problem areas for the low price of only $24.95. Miracle Hair comes in six different colors and blends with any hair type. In fact, it's guaranteed to look 100% natural. Call 800-659-5529 and we'll upgrade your order from a 30-day supply to a 75-day supply free. That's 800-659-5529. Call now.
What if you could reverse diabetes? Well, there's a special free video you need to watch. Diabetic11.com. Diabetic11.com is a natural, drug-free approach to reversing diabetes with remarkable results in as little as 4 weeks. In this free video, Diabetic11.com gives three specific actions to get your blood sugar under control. And the best part is the main ingredient is a common spice found in most kitchens. Watch the free video for yourself right now at diabetic11.com. That's diabetic11.com.
The Dow Jones Money Report is brought to you by ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment. Visit abchomeandcommercialservices.com.
I'm Frank Verisco, Market President at American Momentum Bank. More than anything else, you want to bank with people you trust to do the right thing for you in every situation. If you're having a difficult time with your current bank, why not switch for the last time to American Momentum Bank? Member FDIC.
Today, why more than half of America would cut the cable if only they could. I'm Digital Pro Kim Commando. More coming up. I love my new smarter home security system, SimpliSafe. I had to see it and use it to really believe how easy it is. I always want the best technology for home security. Before SimpliSafe, it was a huge hassle to set up home security systems. And when you talk to the big security firms, you have pushy sales guys, messy wired systems, and those long-term locked-in contracts. I'd never sign one. But then I found SimpliSafe, and I can't tell you how easy SimpliSafe really is. I went online, customized a package. A few days later, my system arrived right on my doorstep. And it's all wireless. The system is super easy to install. You'll be able to have it up and running in about 30 minutes. The best part, no contracts. Professional monitoring is just $15. Most guys charge three times that. I can leave any time, but I'm positive I'll stick with SimpliSafe. I want you to have the same protection as me. Go to SimpliSafeKim.com. My listeners get an exclusive 10% off. SimpliSafeKim.com. SimpliSafeKim.com. As another day dawns across America, just look around you. More than half of all your neighbors who subscribe would cut the cable if only they could. They're not simply unhappy. They're angry. 73% believe that cable companies engage in predatory practices to take advantage of you because of the lack of competition. This brings us to the merger of AT&T DirecTV and Comcast Time Warner. 72% are worried that the larger these companies become, the worse off consumers will be. This helps explain why, as of today, the top four movie subscription companies are all internet-based, with Netflix at the top of the list. And within the next 12 months, with more than 52% of America looking for a way to cut the cable, the big cable companies are set to lose more than 10% of all their customers. You can learn how to cut the cable and get the latest breaking tech news updated all the time at my website, commando.com. That's KOMANDO.com.
Come on down Hillco, come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Metal roofing has gained popularity in Texas over the past few decades for good reason. One roof that can withstand the challenges of the changing Texas weather is a quality, durable metal roof from Hillco. Hillco metal roofs will not rot, burn, or peel and can brave wind and hail that would leave conventional roofs in the dust. Heat-reflective Hillco roofs also reduce your energy costs by lowering attic temperatures during the summer. Stop by Hillco, just 2 miles south of Navasota on Highway 6 to see all their color and profile options. Or call 936-825-5050.
Come on down to Hillco. Come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Hillco Metal Roofing Supply, 936-825-0500 or hillcosupply.com.
WTW News Time is 8:31. It's 70 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your full forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by the Bank and Trust, local bank, local bankers. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeiner. A listener reports traffic lights are out at University Drive and Highway 6. That was a few minutes ago, and we don't have any additional information. That's at the southbound feeder there. Please use caution in that area if the case is still underway. Monday's Texas A&M Faculty Senate meeting included an update on next year's health insurance coverage.
Medical costs are projected to rise 6.4%, but this will be more than covered by a 7.3% increase in the state contribution for the 2014-2015 fiscal year. In addition, Chancellor Sharp has approved using another $10 million from plan reserves. As a result, it will be possible to reduce the employee coinsurance after deductibles are met from 30% to 20%. In other words, the plan will now pay 80% instead of 70%.
Former Speaker Walter Daugherty is on the committee addressing employee health insurance. He reminded those on A&M system health coverage to have wellness exams done and coded properly by the end of the month. That's in order to avoid a premium surcharge of $30 a month. While homeowners in four College Station subdivisions are promoting an online petition against a Blinn College campus across the freeway from Central Park, there is one council member who has taken to the internet to express his thoughts. Carl Mooney, who lives within eyesight of the Linn Tech building, wrote a blog on the city website.
Do we have to have Blinn College in College Station? No, we don't. Will we support Blinn College if they decide to come to College Station? Yes, we will. And that was really the gist of my article.
Mooney has heard from residents near and far from the proposed site, along with Blinn students.
One of the things I'm seeing from folks that don't live near the area is they talk about property taxes. And folks who live near the area, some aren't as concerned, others are. And then I've looked and have found that a lot of students who actually go to Blinn like the idea of having a Blinn campus that much closer to them.
Mooney wrote he's confident his family, property values, safety, and comfort will not be compromised if Blinn locates on that site. The same water source used to irrigate ball fields at Veterans Park may also be used for local oil drilling and fracking. Thursday night, the College Station City Council takes up a proposal to sell $5 million of water coming out of the Carter's Creek treatment plant.
This will enable us to do our capital projects without having to issue debt. And so this is directly means that this will keep our rates lower. So everybody in College Station will benefit from this.
Water Services Director Dave Coleman salutes Apache Corporation for not using a quantity of potable water that's equal to one-fourth of the city's population.
It would probably be around 25,000 people around there. You have to be sure and qualify that's wintertime usage. That wouldn't include irrigation usage.
Coleman says the 6 million gallons of water is treated daily. Apache would use 3 million a day. By comparison, fields at Veterans Park use 250,000 gallons a day. The only other outside customer is Pebble Creek Country Club, which buys treated water on an occasional basis. A College Station man convicted of killing his girlfriend and her brother more than 5 years ago has returned to a Brazos County courtroom.
Lawyers for 30-year-old John Teason are scheduled to spend this week arguing he did not receive adequate representation during his jury trial in May 2010, and after that before the Texas Court of Criminal Appeals. Teason was given the death penalty for killing his girlfriend, Rachel Joyner, and her brother, Travis. Teason's lawyers raised 22 issues. Among them, there were more people that could have testified that Teason suffered from post-traumatic stress disorder as the result of military service in Iraq, which could have led the trial jury to not give Teason the death penalty. According to court records, Teason's lawyers plan to present more than 30 witnesses, either in person or through affidavits. This week's hearings follow a ruling by the Texas Court of Criminal Appeals in late February, upholding the jury conviction and sentence, rejecting 45 claims of trial error from Teason's appellate lawyers. Also from Brazos County District Court, Brian Mann's on trial for two armed bank robberies. 62-year-old James Kyle Graham's accused of threatening to detonate what looked like a bomb at the former First Victoria Bank on East 29th and Bryan a year ago. Less than 15 minutes after the alarm, Graham's pickup was spotted. He was arrested without incident, and all the money was recovered. One of two employees later identified Graham, who pointed a pistol at her 5 years ago during a robbery at the former Guaranty Bank on South Texas. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
In addition to our earlier traffic advisory, a listener commenting on our Facebook page moments ago alerted us to a traffic accident at Sandy Point Road in 2818 between a Mustang and Department of Corrections Impala. WTAW News Time is 8:36. It's 70 degrees. This look at news brought to you by the Bank and Trust, local bank, local bankers. We'll have more at noon or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeiner. News Talk 1620, WTAW.
At the Bank and Trust, we understand what local banking means and how important it is to the vitality of the community. That's why at the Bank and Trust, you'll find community banking at its best. Sure, we offer products you've come to expect like free checking, free small business checking, mobile deposit, and much more. We also know that banking is more than checking accounts and loans. It's about people and integrity. We're the same people you've trusted in the past, and it's our promise we will continue to earn your trust in the future. The Bank and Trust, local bank, local bankers. Member FDIC, equal opportunity lender.
What's the right choice for the senior who's looking for freedom, fewer limits, and a plan for the future? Crestview. With their beautiful new independent living apartment homes, you get great neighbors, a healthy living lifestyle, and the security to live the way you want. And Crestview is the only life care senior living in the area, which means full continuum of on-campus, cost-managed care. Just in case. Make the right choice. Call Crestview. 979-774-9938. That's 979-774-9938.
Hey folks, how's your lawn looking? Neighbors jealous? Well, they can be. This is Bobby Jenkins of ABC Home and Commercial Services. With ABC's year-round lawn mowing and care program, the lawns we manage in Aggieland are consistently healthy. Our economical program uses efficient, slow-release turf enrichment products, great equipment, and our routes are staffed with skilled crews. That means a great-looking lawn at a great price. ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment.
For courteous service, just call ABC Home and Commercial Services.
WC Tractor and Bad Boy Mowers are teaming up to give you a chance to mow with an attitude for free. Stop by the open house on June 13th and 14th at WC Tractor and Bryan. Take a look, test drive a mower, enjoy refreshments, and enter to win a free Bad Boy ZT Elite mower. Yep, they're giving away a $5,000 zero-turn Bad Boy mower. And if you purchase a mower, they're going to give you five chances to win. WC Tractor located at 2214 North Earl Rudder Freeway, or see details at wctractor.com.
Green Teams welcomes Citizens Bank on University Drive to its family of customers. Like many other businesses, Citizens Bank uses Green Teams for interior landscaping. Green Teams also offers short-term plant rentals for events like weddings and conferences. Make your work environment more pleasant with plants. For more information about interior landscaping, call Kathy Martine with Green Teams, 823-7551. Green Teams.
8:39. Let's do some weather. It's brought to you this morning by Brass's Bounty. Somebody new moves to town. They're offered information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrassesBounty.com.
Clouds today. While they're going to be moving out, the showers and thunderstorms already have. Temperatures today up close to 90. We should turn partly sunny. It'll be clear tonight. Lows near 70 degrees. Tomorrow, partly to mostly sunny. Highs anywhere from 90 to 95. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy. Warm, 75 to 80. Thursday, we'll have sunshine with temperatures anywhere from 90 to 95 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There you go. Gosh, I was going to set this up as a big production. But, you know, when it's about 30 seconds before you go on the air and you have to try to find all the sound effects.
Oh, you can muck your way through it. That's what we all do.
That's what we all do. That's what we're here for, as a matter of fact. Because I was trying to combine this sound right here. Yeah, that one right there with this one right here. Okay. Yeah, there we go.
Yeah, that's pretty much how it works.
Yeah. And that's it, exactly. This just to make you, I don't know, I guess. Well, it doesn't matter because it's June, right? This is when, you know, people are supposed to get married and all that.
Dad's not sobbing. That sound's just playing over and over in his head.
Well, we have here new numbers for you. Just, these are average numbers, okay? These are average numbers. The average cost of a wedding. Gripping the steering wheel. 28.4. 28.4. Oh, and that doesn't count the honeymoon. Let me time out for a minute.
Honeymoon.
Yeah.
Golly.
Let me time out for a minute here. They've got power back restored to the Texas at the bypass.
Thank you for that update.
Police are there and directing them, but then they got flashing reds. So, but just if you can avoid that, then do it. Okay. All right. Here we go. 13% of brides spend more than $40,000 on their wedding. 13%. 23% said money was no object and didn't even have a budget. This scares me even more. 51% of newlyweds, according to MassMutual, think that having a perfect wedding is more important than planning for the future. The study showed 79% of newlyweds consult a wedding planner, 27% consult a financial planner. Frightening. Okay, here's some expenses. Some fun, as they say, some fun facts. The most expensive wedding location would be New York City. The least expensive would be just about anywhere in Alaska. What do you pay for a wedding planner? Well, the average would be $2,300. Reception DJ, okay? $988. Wedding gown, $1,200. Wait a minute, you spend almost as much on a DJ as you do the wedding gown?
Wow.
I know, he's got a nice van with speakers. Okay, fine. Wedding cake, $560. Engagement ring, $5,400. Marie Claire asked mostly female readership, did you change your last name when you got married, or are you planning to if you get married? Yes, I took or want my spouse's name, 41%. No, I kept or will keep my name, 32%. I plan to use my name professionally, my spouse's name personally, 14%. I dig the hyphen, 11%.
I hate the hyphen.
You hate the hyphen, yeah.
Pick one. I don't care. Just pick one.
Hyphen looks pretentious. I look or plan to take my last name, and we mutually created one. Do what? Both of you are going to glom your name together? Is that how that's going to work?
All right, that's enough. Thank you.
Okay. You're welcome. Anyway, so big news at Fox News is their 8 o'clock host Megyn Kelly beat the 8 o'clock host Bill O'Reilly in Key Adults 25-54 last week.
Dun, dun, dun.
Now, from time to time, she had been able to beat Bill, but not over the entire week.
Ah.
Hope he'll quit bloviating now.
See. That was very nice.
There you go. See how that works out. So the so what'd you watch on Sunday night? Here's some numbers. The 68th annual Tony Awards picked up 7 million total viewers, about the same as last year. The Miss USA America pageant, 5.5 viewers. That's up 21% from last year.
Texas didn't win. Don't care.
Yeah. But the big winner was Sunday's NBA between the Spurs and the Heat, which had a peak audience of about 18.7 million people.
And I missed that one.
What's interesting is that apparently during the commercial breaks of the Tony Award, Hugh Jackman was giving them the score of the NBA game. But the thing is, Hugh, you need to know your audience. My thought is that, oh, I don't know, 97% of them didn't know or care what the NBA was or what the score was. But
I would concur. Yeah.
Not sure. I think that's pretty much two mutually exclusive groups. It's a quarter of. Perhaps you remember, as a kid or a parent in the 90s, having the delicious, delicious Dunkaroos or fruit by the foot accompanied with your orange-flavored drink known as...
Fanta?
Sunny Delight.
Sunny D. Ah, it stings the back of your throat.
I know. Well, I never tried that. I don't know how much of that I bought. A lot. I never wanted to try that. Anyway, Sunny D.
You won't like it, but at some point you should try it.
Okay. I'm thinking it'd work with bourbon.
No.
No.
Oh, it wouldn't?
Oh,
no.
God, no.
Oh, no. Vodka? Make the burn worse?
Maybe vodka.
Do vodka.
Maybe.
Do like a Sunny D screwdriver.
Oh,
is that
yeah.
It?
I was, oh, man, yeah. No.
Okay. The drink was a staple in the 90s until parents found out that the beverage actually contained less than 5% fruit.
Dang.
Well, Sunny D is back with a vengeance, baby. This is Sunny DX. It's a carbonated energy drink that comes in orange, lemon, lime, and fruit punch flavors. The drink comes in 16-ounce cans. It's available in select grocery stores. They're test marketing it right now, Boston, Philadelphia, and Washington, D.C. Actually, in my list of stories, that was the story just above the fat kid story that I did earlier this morning. So those two probably go together, if you know what I mean, just because one does cause the other. It does. This is kind of cool. A pair of pranksters got the shock of their lives when they climbed up into a rusty old World War II tank that was perched on top of a monument in the Ukraine, and it started up.
Good!
I was on top of a memorial when the men, who were both mechanics, climbed up there, began poking around inside. It was built in 1943, retired in 1945, put on the pedestal in 1994. Must have had a hell of a battery in it.
Yeah, no kidding.
The mighty diesel engine stunned the mechanics when it roared to life after they bent some wires in the ignition and played with them a little bit. They basically hot-wired the tank. And it worked. I mean, what is that about? I want to find out what kind of battery that is. That's not bad. Again, the numbers on that thing, it had been up there since 1994, so you know nobody was messing with it before or after that. All right, it's 847.
Hope Pregnancy Center and the A&M College of Medicine's chapter of the Christian Medical Association are hosting Gifted Hands, Gifted Lives, an evening with Dr. Benjamin Carson. In 2013, Dr. Carson spoke truth to power at the National Prayer Breakfast. On August 26, you can hear him at Rutter Auditorium speaking boldly on the issues of today. Event sponsorships, including a private reception with Dr. Carson, may be purchased through Hope Pregnancy Center. Call 979-695-9193 or visit partnerwithhope.org.
have a special time coming up that you'd like to use jewelry to commemorate. Well, David Gardner's does that kind of thing and have for more than three decades. At 911 University Drive, they've got probably a solution to whatever you happen to be looking for. And the thing is, you may know what you're wanting and you may not. Either way, the experts at David Gardner's answer those questions for you. Yes, if you know what the style is, they can help you. Yes, if you have a budget you need to stay in, they can help you. Yes, if you'd kind of like to expand what that favorite person wears from a jewelry standpoint, they can help you. One of the neat things that David Gardner's put together a while back was the David Yurman VIP Club. And again, because David Yurman is available in a lot of places, the VIP Club makes it kind of special at David Gardner's because you accrue points during the year, and then you can use those the next year to pay toward your next David Yurman purchase. And sometimes they have some double point opportunities, and so those are out there as well. So check into that. An authorized Rolex dealer as well, and they do Rolex service. So lots of reasons for you to stop and see them. No matter what the reason, David Gardner's at 911 University.
I'm Frank Verisco, market president at American Momentum Bank. More than anything else, you want to bank with people you trust to do the right thing for you in every situation. If you're having a difficult time with your current bank, why not switch for the last time to American Momentum Bank? Member FDIC.
There's never been a better time to shop Amish furniture for generations than right now with 10% off beautiful office furniture. That means remarkable savings on exquisite, handcrafted, solid wood home and business office desks and chairs, credenza, bookshelves, file cabinets, and more. Your office says a lot about your business, so make a statement with quality American-made office furniture from Amish Furniture for Generations. They're on Boonville Road, just past Kroger, in the Old Town Boonville Shopping Center.
Copy Bridge is an Aggieland tradition, serving their mouth-watering food for over 20 years to the folks of the Brazos Valley. And they want to invite you to enjoy a burger that you've come to know and love, which has been named Best of the Brazos for over a decade. And enjoy their award-winning goodness with $1.75 drafts all day, every Wednesday at both locations. Copy Bridge, serving Aggieland the best big burger in town for over two decades on Harvey and Welburn, both in College Station.
10 minutes till. We're going to answer the big questions here in just a couple of minutes. It's your favorite ice cream flavors. We're going to do like nine of them because we don't do 10. In the meantime, asking the question, why haven't we encountered aliens yet? Well, an article out there called The Fermi Paradox tells us the answer could be climate change. Climate change.
Oh, is that it?
Enrico Fermi was asked about intelligent life on other planets, and he replied, "Where are they?" That's what he said. Where are they? Any civilization advanced enough to undertake interstellar travel would, he argued, in a brief period of cosmic time, populate its entire galaxy. Yet we haven't made any contact with such life, and so this has become the famous Fermi paradox. Various explanations for why we don't see aliens have been proposed. Perhaps interstellar travel is impossible. Maybe civilizations are always so self-destructive. But with every new discovery of a potentially habitable planet, the paradox becomes increasingly mysterious. There could be hundreds of millions of potentially habitable worlds just out there in the Milky Way all by itself. This impression was only reinforced when we did the story, I think, last week of Mega Earth, a rocky planet seven times more. Where's Bullwinkle? Oh, never mind.
Hey, rookie.
Thank you. A rocky planet 17 times more massive than Earth, but with only a thin atmosphere. Previously, it was thought that worlds this large would hold on to their atmosphere so thick that their surfaces would experience an uninhabitable temperature or pressures. Not the case here. So you got this whole new category of potentially habitable real estate in the cosmos. So why don't we see this advanced civilization swarming all over the universe? One problem is possibly climate change. It's not that advanced civilizations always destroy themselves by overheating their biospheres, which we're doing right now. Instead, because...
No, we're not.
Okay. Instead, because stars become brighter as they age, most planets are initially life-friendly climates, but they become uninhabitable as time goes on. So right there is the answer. The stars are going to burn us up before we do it ourselves. So just go enjoy. Run the water as long as you want. I'm kidding. Anyway, just telling you. Did you know that a year ago the number one movie was The Purge? That 5 years ago, I remember seeing this. I spent money to see this. The Hangover. Did you see The Hangover?
Yes.
And then I saw Hangover 2 and I said, never again. Never again. 10 years ago, it was a Harry Potter movie, the Prisoner of
Azkaban.
Yeah, that's the one. And then 20 years ago, frightening. How embarrassing. The number one movie 20 years ago this week was the Flintstones movie.
Wow.
It's like where Jim Belushi played Fred Flintstone or something, and Elizabeth Taylor was in it. Not content to sit back and hope for the best as their beloved NFL team is sold, Buffalo Bill fans are doing everything they can to influence the new owner, whoever that may be, to keep the franchise in the city. That includes trying to raise millions of dollars as an incentive to keep the team where it is, circulating petitions and even organizing a ban on Bon Jovi music because the band's frontman is rumored to want to buy the team and move it to Canada. James Pinion, one of the fans who came up with the Bon Jovi boycott, explains, "It's nothing personal. If Santa Claus came to buy Buffalo and was telling us that he was going to move the team to the North Pole, we'd boycott Santa Claus." The flurry of activity began soon after the March death of the owner, Ralph Wilson, whose wishes were to have the team sold rather than passed on to his family. And that, of course, raised the possibilities that the Buffalo Bills would be leaving their home of more than 50 years. Toronto and L.A., potential landing spots because owners would make more money than in Buffalo, which is the NFL's second smallest market behind Green Bay. So, see about that. Toronto, I don't know that would work. They already got a team, and they, you know, use more players in a longer field.
The Argonauts.
Don't know that would necessarily be the answer as far as that goes. Sigourney Weaver will be back in the 3 sequels of the hit movie Avatar. James Cameron, who's king of the world, in case you didn't know, tells Deadline.com her character, as fans know her, died in the first movie, so she's playing a different and in many ways more challenging character in the upcoming films. So we're going to do 3 more Avatars, huh? Did you see the first one?
Yep.
Did you like it?
Couldn't watch the whole thing.
Well, one of the few that I actually enjoyed in 3D. I hate 3D.
I gotcha.
But Avatar was good.
Now, Kevin, did you see it in a movie theater or did you just turn it off?
I tried to watch it at home and just never could.
The 10-inch screen hurt or is it? Or were you doing it on your handheld device?
We're not loaded here at Brian Broadcasting, but I make enough for big TV than 10-inch TV.
I know, I understand. And that's interesting because is it easier to turn it off if you're at home? You just go, nah, I'm not going to
Well,
do
of
that.
Course.
Just I'm not going to do that. Because you don't have to drive home. You're already there, right?
Well, you don't visualize the sunk costs of your $8 ticket.
Yeah, that's...
I heard the Glenn Beck guys complaining about ticket prices in Dallas the other day. Holy cow, we've got it so lucky here.
We do.
I mean, matinee prices are, what, $4.50 or
something
so?
Something like that, probably.
Golly, they were talking about $20 tickets.
What?
Yes.
You know what? It's only that if somebody will buy it.
That's true.
If you don't do that, if you keep the money in your pocket, it doesn't cost you that much.
Pay good money for a sprinkler system for your yard? Well, keep it and your yard in good shape. This is Bobby Jenkins of ABC Home and Commercial Services. ABC provides complete sprinkler system service. Whether it's a leak or a broken sprinkler heads, ABC repairs it. And if your timer's not functioning, we can adjust it and answer all your programming questions. For sprinkler repair, call ABC Home and Commercial Services. Specialists for your environment. License 8348.
For courteous service, just call ABC Home and Commercial Services.
Bring your family and friends to Bluebell Park from 6 to 9 on June 13th for the Chamber's Tribute and Salute to our First Responders, brought to you by St. Joseph's Health System.
I'm Chief Kepps. We're looking forward to playing the Fire Department's Hot Stuff team, sponsored by Atkinson Toyota.
And I'm Jeannie Smith. Your local McDonald's franchise is the proud sponsor of the Police Department's Cold Steel team.
Help support our Chamber and the 100 Club to recognize their financial contribution to our community.
Order your tickets at bcschamber.org or call the Chamber at 260-5200.
Every machine in the world's largest off-road lineup is on sale now at Polaris Fun Center. During the Polaris XP sales event, legendary sportsman ATVs start at just $51.99. Racers start under $10,000. Hardworking Rangers start as low as $89.99. Top-of-the-line Ranger XP 900s come with a free winch. Accessory packages for all machines. Bumpers, winches, and cargo boxes are up to $400 off during the Polaris XP sales event at Polaris Fun Center in Bryan, where they sell fun, not trash. Actors.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. Okay, so here we go. Here's our ice creams. The new Harris poll. The most people in U.S. America, of course, like chocolate ice cream.
Oh, really?
Yeah. What'd you think?
Usually it's vanilla.
Yeah, it's chocolate. 27%. 27%. That's not overwhelming by any means. Vanilla at 23%. Cookie dough at 22%. That comes up to more than 100% because there were multiple responses. But anyway. Behind that would be butter pecan, Swiss almond, and mint chocolate chip all tied. Then a strawberry Rocky Road peanut butter in at number 8. And coffee in at number 9. I don't, peanut butter ice cream does not sound appealing to me in the least.
It's pretty good.
Is it?
I enjoy it.
Okay, I just...
I mean, it doesn't get stuck to the roof of your mouth or anything, but yeah. Which is great because that brain freeze would be terrible.
I was going to say, yeah, it really would. Well, if you get a cracker, how would that work? Maybe you could just stuff it up there against your mouth using the cracker, and that'd be fine. Anyway, so today, as we mentioned, ballpoint pen day. This was the day. 1943. On this date in 1943, the ballpoint pen was invented. So that's, 71 years ago. Laszlo Biro, Budapest, Germany. That's so you can sign your checks and pay your bills. In truth, the British Air Force, who employed him, needed a pen that would write under low atmospheric pressure at high altitudes during the war.
Inkwells were just too sloppy up there?
Yeah, that's it. And if you look at some of those old white barrel Bic pens, they say Biro on there. And that's the reason why they do.
No kidding.
Yep. The other thing that's kind of neat that we use, Thomas Callahan of Chicago patented the first window envelope in 1902.
Oh.
See? Called it the Outlook envelope back then.
Outlook's still giving us problems.
He cut a hole in a folded piece of paper. Boom. I mean, it really wasn't that difficult. If you're going to eat a Subway sandwich today, you can thank a guy named Fred DeLuca. No relation. No relation. Not even spelled the same. 1965, he opened the first Subway sandwich shop. And what can I say? Lots of footlongs after that. And Joe Nuxall of the Cincinnati Reds, youngest player to ever play in Major League Baseball, 15 years old.